I've been applying to jobs every day for the past 6 months, and I still haven't heard anything. And I was complaining to my friend about this, and she told me about this awesome app. All you do is upload your resume.
College is a scam, and the only ones that disagree are the ones that got scammed. Think about it. You go get massive amounts of debt.
There's seriously no more jobs left. Even freaking Meta, one of the biggest tech companies in the world, they fired like thousands of people this year, and they recently just slashed the metaverse budget, which is not doing great because not a lot of people want to fully move their lives online to like a video game platform. Meta is making some big cuts, and apparently these are some pretty serious cuts. Company executives are mainly slashing the virtual reality platform's budget by up to 30%. And the thing is, it's just going to cause layoffs. At the end of the day, a lot of these big companies are just going to do layoffs. Like Amazon firing 30,000 corporate employees. Morale has to be terrible right now. And right now, a lot of people are like, there's just a lot of offshoring. There is a lot of freelancing. It's getting to a point where a lot of entry-level white-collar jobs just don't really exist anymore, okay? A lot of these jobs are kind of just disappearing. I mean, you have a lot of these really amazing jobs for new college grads being offshore to other English-speaking countries for dirt cheap, because why pay a domestic American like $80,000 when you could pay someone else $30,000? A lot of this job stuff is out of control. Just check out some of these videos.
Well, I was not expecting my last video to get the traction that it did, but I want to say thank you for the well wishes regarding me getting laid off yesterday. It is definitely bittersweet. I am super excited to go full force into my photography business, but I'm also absolutely terrified of the fact that I don't have a stable income anymore. And it's scary when you have kids, a home, a family, all that. But I'm trusting God's plan for me. I'm trusting that He will guide me to have a successful business where my family doesn't feel the impact of losing that extra income. It's a new chapter, but I'm excited for it. And today was my first official day of unemployment.
I am currently 4 months pregnant and I got laid off yesterday. So let's talk about it. I was at this company for 2 years. We were a startup and I was on the executive team. Truly loved the people that I worked with. And yesterday we just woke up to mass layoffs. This was very unexpected and it was due to some management change and everything. But being pregnant has just added a whole nother layer to the stress. I understand that losing your job happens, all of that. But the hardest thing about this for me is that I lost all of my insurance for me and my family. My husband doesn't get insurance through his job, so that was on me to provide. I have a 1-year-old daughter. Again, I'm pregnant. My husband has hearing loss and I have many appointments coming up. So that part has been a little bit stressful. About two things in this scenario. Number one, how hard it is to find a job as a pregnant woman. I feel like nobody wants to hire pregnant people because I'm like, hi, thanks for hiring me. I need 3 months paid off in the next 5 months. They're obviously going to go with another candidate who isn't asking that. Oh, also I need full benefits. My other company did provide benefits. They paid for everything. And so, yeah. Number two, there is a freaking government shutdown right now. And so I was trying to apply for unemployment and I can't even get that. Yesterday I was livid. I was just pissed off. And I actually recorded me being like, oh, and I had a video on that. I don't think I'm going to post it. But today I feel so much peace. I feel like every time this has happened to me in the past, the Lord has made a way. Number one and two, it's been so much better. And right now I'm in that phase of not understanding. I know one day I'll have hindsight. Something I thought about this morning was how grateful I am that I will be able to be home with my daughter and soak up these last couple of months as her, as my only child. But my mother-in-law is in town today, so I am taking full advantage, going to a coffee shop, gonna read my Bible, gonna apply for some jobs, and just try to make the most of this time that I have. So yeah, if you or someone you know is looking to hire and you wanna hire a pregnant woman, I'm your girl. I will work very hard until my maternity leave. I'll take my break and I'll come back ready to work. So let me know.
Hi, how's it going? I got laid off from a job that I've been working for 3 years. Corporate job is a site operations manager for a behavioral health company. I did a lot. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into that job. And that job was my life. I put that job before anyone else. I put that job before relationships, before my family. I gave it my all. And they threw me out like I was trash, garbage, garbaggio. And this has been truly a humbling experience. I have never not worked. I've never been unemployed before. I mean, the longest I've gone not working is probably 2 weeks, and that's because it was a vacation. It was a paid vacation, PTO. And I feel so stuck. Like, it's always been so easy for me to find a job. I can go from one job to another, and now I've never been fired before or let go. I've never been put on a PIP, a performance improvement plan, if you guys don't know what that is, or anything. I've never been in trouble. So this is like truly a humbling experience. I have applied to about 200 plus jobs. I've gotten multiple denial letters. I just feel really stuck, and I know a lot of people are going through it right now. I know a lot of people have been laid off, and I don't know why I'm making this video. I guess to just see if people have overcome this, if who's going through the same thing as me. I don't know. I feel very stuck, and honestly, I've had a lot of traumatic experiences happen to me in my life, and I think this has been the most eye-opening experience I've ever had, especially because, like I said, I've never not worked. I've never been unemployed. This is my first time having an unemployment check. I worked through COVID. I was in healthcare working through COVID. I was on my feet 12 plus hours a day. I never took a break. And I guess one of the reasons why I'm making this video is if you do have a job, obviously you want to keep it. You don't want to be like me, all right? But don't make it your life. Especially in corporate America, they will chew you up and spit you out. You are nothing to them. And I'm not saying this because I'm bitter. I'm just saying it because I've been through it. And it's sad. And I honestly, times are hard. Everyone is going through shit. I feel like there's something in the air. I don't know what it is. I know what it is, but yeah, I'm not gonna get through with politics or anything like that. It's just rough. It's so rough. Look at my nails. I learned how to do gel X by myself because I'm broke and I'm unemployed, and they popped off. I'm not popping off. My nails are. Truly humbling. But yeah, just reach out in the comments. I want to know I want to know some tips on how to find a job. Any job at this point. I have applied for Trader Joe's. I have applied to Target. I have applied to other corporate jobs. I don't know what to do. I would love to get rich. I would love to just get an easy fix. You know, they say money doesn't buy happiness, but damn, being broke is depressing. So yeah, reach out in the comments. Let me know. What's the tea? Hi guys.
I think I'm getting laid off. So about an hour ago, we got a last second meeting for everybody to show up at the break room. And usually these types of meetings mean that there's going to be a layoff. So we kind of knew a layoff was coming. We just didn't know when and who. But today is finally going to be the day. It's probably a 50% chance that I get laid off. I just had this hunch, man. 50%? That's actually a pretty high probability, if you ask me. Well, guys, I'm gonna go to work right now. This is going to be my let's get laid off fit.
All right, guys, let's do this, man. I don't know how to feel right now. I'm kind of like, I don't know, man. I am like under a mix of emotions right now.
And I'm truly grateful for the passion and effort you have put into this. And at the same time, I must say I'm very sad.
I just got laid off, guys. Yeah, I don't know what to feel right now. I don't know what to do. I'm a little lost. Before I got laid off, I was feeling fine. It was like whatever. But now that it actually happened, it actually hits. It's hitting hard. I don't know what to do. Oh gosh, man, no more lunch break videos. I didn't think that this would ever happen to me in my entire career. I'm not gonna go into specific details on the whole layoffs or anything.
I will probably start documenting my life as an unemployed dude. Probably make another video on the financial part of being unemployed, how I'm gonna survive for the next few months. I don't know yet if I want to go back into the corporate life, to be honest, or if maybe I pursue a different direction. Honestly, at a loss for words, I need to just sit down and recuperate and just kind of figure it out from there. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Is anyone else applying to jobs and going through the exact same thing? The job posted this week, over 100 applicants. Posted 5 hours ago, over 100 applicants. Okay, this is crazy. 1 hour ago, over 100 applicants. I actually feel like applying on LinkedIn and Indeed is dead. While it's alive, you'll just be applying against thousands of people. In 2025, I think I'm just gonna be prioritizing networking, meeting people in person, making meaningful connections, and also private job boards. If you're in Toronto, the platform that I'm gonna be joining is called Terra. Right now, it's just on early sign up. It's a networking app that's coming to Toronto where we're gonna be able to see events in real time, and you're gonna be able to match with people who actually have the same interests you have. But the part that I am the most excited for is the private job board, because I need to start applying to these jobs that are on these boards before they make it to LinkedIn. And there's thousands of applicants.
I've applied to 176 jobs in the month of June. I know this is child's play considering the job market, but let's break them down. I found 50% of these jobs on LinkedIn, 25% on the website Working Nomads, and the other 25% on various different job boards. Of the 176 jobs I've applied to, 126 have ghosted me. 26 of them have rejected me. They basically said, fuck off. However, I did receive 24 interviews. If you're curious what I'm looking at, it's my little job application tracker situation. Very cute. You can find it at the link in my bio. So have I found a job yet? No. And the more that I sit here and reflect on all of these jobs that I've applied to versus the amount of interviews I've received versus the amount that have ghosted me and rejected me, I'm starting to think that this is more of a numbers game than I anticipated as I'm entering the job market. Anyway, it's the beginning of a new month. I thought it would be fun to do a little recap of the jobs that I've been applying to. And also, it's just like a reminder that it's not you, it's the job market. I'm an experienced recruiter, an expert at resumes and job applications and understanding how to fit what an employer is looking for. And it's hard for me too. So it's not just you, don't feel down about it. Everyone is struggling. This job market is just shit.
Why is finding a job the most difficult thing in the world? It's harder than school. It's harder than anything I've ever done. I just graduated college, can't find a job anywhere. Everyone says that I need experience, but how do I get experience if nobody hires you without experience, like, or they want to give you the experience? Like, sorry that I don't have enough experience. I was busy getting a degree that you require. Was that not enough still? Is my degree that I studied for 4 years not enough? I'm so confused.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth. I just moved to Longmont, Colorado a few weeks ago, and I'm currently job hunting. I have experience out of state teaching elementary education as well as high school fine arts. This is the first time I've lived anywhere knowing absolutely no one, so I'm trying to pull some things together. I'm completely open to any job types. Let me know what you have.
I have a job interview in 5 minutes. I'm so scared.
I have a second interview in 57 minutes.
I just finished my third interview.
Guess who doesn't have a job? They just told me no.
Nobody ever talks about how hard it is to find a job post undergrad or grad school, right? I just graduated my master's and I have a job, but like it's just keeping my head above water and I stay like with family. So I don't know if this is like a universal thing, but it's just so hard. Like you really have to be strategic about like what you're doing and how you're doing it. I'm applying to jobs at work and I'm still like struggling to get callbacks. Like I'm applying to at least 100 jobs a day at my current job. So like, yeah, it's just a lot. And then like, jobs want to have 5 years, 7 years experience. Like, how am I supposed to get the experience if you're not offering me no job? And then on top of that, you're trying to pay you minimum wage. Like, Buki, like, what did I go to school for 6 years for? And you know, it's just not adding up. Like, I'm just trying to make it make sense because, yeah.
I just got off a motherfucking Teams call. These jobs are really, really letting us go. I got fired today. excuse me while I'm trying to process, because my heart is in my ass right now. Because I got bills. I got two motherfucking kids. Rent, car note. And then we got to work until the 28. I'm quitting now. The fuck you mean? They lucky I need that last check. Because if it wasn't for that last check. I got fired today. You know, I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up.
Apply for internships, they said. You know what they didn't say? That even if you apply for over 100 on time, you'll still get rejected by like all of them. If you want a marketing internship, good luck.
Is it just me, or does unemployment make you feel kind of boring? Like, whenever I meet up with friends or family, they're always like, oh, what's new? What's going on? And I'm like, literally nothing. Like, I'm looking for jobs, applying for jobs, getting rejected from jobs, like the usual. And I feel like holidays are much worse because people are always like, oh, how's the job search? Find a job yet? It's like always the same topic of conversation, and it just kind of becomes like your whole identity. And like, don't get me wrong, I have a ton of hobbies, but I always feel kind of guilty talking about them because I'm like, should I be spending every waking moment applying to jobs? Like, am I even allowed to enjoy this? I don't know.
So, I quit my job. I'm walking away from my stable 9-to-5 in corporate beauty to pursue nothing. The place I worked at started off kind of dreamy, but there were red flags, and I foolishly ignored the red flags for about a year and a half until I couldn't anymore. And it became so toxic that I absolutely hated every single day that I was there. So about 2 weeks ago, I put in my resignation. I gave a 2-week notice and just been wrapping up final projects. Side note, I'm never doing that again. I'm gonna quit on the spot next time because the way people turn on you, it's crazy. But I did get a nice farewell. Yeah, I have nothing lined up. I plan on taking a break for the next few months and really think about what I want to do next instead of jumping into the next thing. I'm scared, but I'm excited because I feel like I've entered a very different chapter in my life where I just want to live. I want to go out of my comfort zone and just live life. I want to travel. I want to have new experiences. I don't want to be career focused anymore. Like, whatever happens, happens. I tried my best. I learned that being a corporate girly is not for me. So yeah, let's see what happens next.
I need y'all to be so real with me. Is it even possible to get jobs right now? It's been almost, 4 months now. I'm rigorously applying to jobs. I am overqualified for half the jobs I'm applying for, and I'm not even getting emails back. I'm not even getting confirmation that these people have even looked at my resume. If you work in HR or you're in the hiring process at your job, please let us know in the comments what we can do or what you're looking for. I'm somebody who has a full-blown degree, several years of experience. I've been working in really high-value jobs since like 2018. Genuinely feels like if you're applying for jobs, you're basically just applying to win the lottery. So defeating. It feels like you're constantly being told that you're not good enough, and there's never a conversation about what made you not a fit for the role. Instead, it's just AI-generated emails that probably hundreds of people are receiving. I used to think that the only way to get jobs was to have connections and know people who already work at the jobs you're applying for, but even that is not true. Let me know if you have any advice, and I doubt this is the last I'll be talking about this, so follow for more.
This morning at 8 a.m., I got a last-minute meeting invite titled Business Update with my whole team, my manager, my manager's manager, and someone from HR, so I think we're all about to be laid off.
As a result, your position on the web support team will be eliminated effective today, Monday, June 3rd, 2024. Please understand that this is a business decision to eliminate this role and your role specifically, as it reflects the change and the need for this service that Microsoft will be providing.
So I guess I'm a full-time influencer now. I've been working at Microsoft for the last 2.5 years, supporting the online store, and I'm also about to graduate with a bachelor's degree in digital marketing in 2 weeks, so this is definitely an interesting transition for me. This definitely isn't how I wanted to start Pride Month, but I've been expecting this to happen eventually, so I'm not as sad as I probably should be. I am feeling a little bit of shock because I'm not sure what I should be doing, so follow me as I figure out how to cope with being unemployed and finding a new job.
I resigned from my 9-to-5 corporate job yesterday. I did not have a backup plan or a job in line before I put my resignation letter in. But I truly feel like I served my time at that role and at that job. This was not an easy decision by any means. I didn't just wake up and decide to put in my resignation letter. This is something that I have been praying about and really thinking about over and over again, just because I am going through a divorce right now and I have a daughter that I need to take care of. So with that being said, I obviously had to do some financial planning in advance just to make sure that I have, you know, a little bit to at least fall back on, because with the job market, you just don't know when you're going to get a job, if you're going to ever get a job within, like, you know, the next 6 months or so. So yeah, that was something to take into consideration. Wow, this looks crazy. Let me blend it out real quick. The reason I don't worry so much these days the way that I used to is because I know I'm God's favorite. And I also know that at the end of the day, a job is a job, jobs come and go, but the one thing that you really have to prioritize is your mental health. If you don't feel like you are in a place in your life, and this applies for relationships and whatever else, if you do not feel valued or appreciated or heard or seen, like wherever you are, this applies to friendships as well, walk away, okay? I will be the first one to say, walk away from the things that no longer serves you, because things are not going to change and you need to stop hoping that it will. I'm not trying to lecture you, but I'm telling you right now, staying because you're in the hopes that things will change or that person will change is one of the worst mistakes you could ever do for yourself. And contrary to popular belief, I don't care if they say, wow, you just want to walk away from everything, and do and will, okay? You'll know you've made the right decision when you can walk away from it and you feel at peace and you are happy with it. When I put in my resignation letter, I felt so much peace and so much just weight off my shoulders. Yesterday, I just really took the time to decompress and process everything that had just happened. Before I went to sleep, I did put a little face mask on and I just decompressed and watched 90 Day Fiancé the other way around. Actually got like 8 hours of sleep, so I felt super, super rejuvenated. I woke up and it was quiet, it was peaceful, and I just felt like, wow, this is what I've been missing all along. I say all this to say, take care of your mental health, because no one is going to care about you more than you care about yourself. And these jobs, they don't care about you, okay? I have worked in HR, and trust me when I say HR or the company does not care about you, okay? Most importantly, before you make any kind of important decisions in your life or pull the trigger on anything like life-changing, pray about it and don't make any impulsive decisions. No one should ever feel like they're walking on eggshells or have so much anxiety like going into work. And if you feel like you are getting to that point, then you really need to start taking consideration, like making a financial exit plan and prepare yourself, okay? Start applying, always update your resume, because you just never know. These companies will let you go so fast without a notice, but expect a 2-week resignation letter from you. But just because that's what they do doesn't mean that's what you have to do. The right thing is to put a 2-week notice in, no matter what. I mean, unless you really just can't take it anymore, then by all means. I say all this to say, know your worth and know when to walk away. No matter where you are, whether it's your job, relationship, friendships, whatever, know when to walk away. And when you finally make that decision, stand on it and move on. You've been wondering whether you should quit this job or not. This is your sign. You could be drinking your coffee, doing your makeup outside, and just living your soft girl life and eating fruit in the morning for breakfast. Cheers.
I'm a college student and I can't find a job. I have applied to over 100 jobs. No one will call me back. No one will hire me. I've applied at coffee shops, restaurants, office jobs, everywhere you can think of, I've applied. My tuition is really high right now, plus like all my bills. I've been doing dog walking around the area. I made about $500 from that the 1 month. And then I also have the claim app. I can go on there and claim class action settlements. I think I made $2,000 from that the 1 month as well, which is really good, but it's not enough for like all my bills. So I was wondering, where have you guys been applying at?
Okay, I'm a college student and I can't find a job. I have applied to over 100 jobs. I haven't heard back from anyone. No one will call me back. I don't know what to do now. I really need money because of like school. The tuition is so high right now. Plus all my bills and like living expenses, it's so much right now. I have been doing dog walking in the area, so I have made a little bit of money from that. I made about $500 from that the 1 month. And then I've also been using the claim app. I can go on there and claim class action settlements. I made about like $500 from that last month. That's not enough for all my bills. So where have you guys been applying at while in college to make money? Or like, what are other side jobs you guys have been doing?